afternoon. It's Tuesday afternoon, the 11th of
June. It's racing through.
3:30-ish.
It's 3:30 at the moment, Alan, and we're stood just outside the Halifax Bank.
On High Street.
And we're on the Fargate side, so we're about to walk towards Fargate, past the HMV and McDonald's, along Boots and up Fargate, because again there's been more work since the time that we last strolled along there, so it's just to see how accessible different places are, whether there's been any changes to the shops even as well as the layout of the paving areas that pedestrians are allowed to walk along.
And then at the end, when we stop recording, we're going to go and investigate the new food court on Cambridge Street to see whether it's suitable for doing another recording at a later date on that one.
Yeah, so apparently the biggest in Europe, so that is going to be some recording, because we've still not actually done one going around the Moor Market, have we?
No, and Claire also asked about Leopold Square earlier, if we'd done one in there.
That would be interesting. And Orchard Square as well. All these places are very close to each other. They're all part of our city centre, our regenerating city centre. And I've noticed there's some different things going on there as well to what there has been in recent sort of times. So plenty of future recordings.
So I'll give you a recorder.
Okay. So,
and we'll head off towards Boots at Fargate.
Okay, we shall do that. We were commenting that for a Tuesday afternoon, I don't know, it seems to be extraordinarily busy to me. There seem to be lots of people about.
Certainly busier than some Fridays.
Yeah. So as we walk past with McDonald's on our left and passing a bus stop on our right, there has been a gap with a dropped textured curb where it's possible to cross the road in order to get to the other side of High Street and access, I don't know, Lloyds Bank, the cathedral, anywhere that's up there. But if you don't cross here, Alan, as you've discovered earlier, there are barriers on our right-hand side as we now go past HMV and approach Boots. There are barriers, so there's the odd gap, but there are lots of parked vans and taxis and places where pedestrians would normally get across as well. So it's just being mindful.
There was earlier, there was ambulances or police vans or something what was blocking it. And when I got through them and halfway across the road, there's the central reservation, so to speak, in front of the bank, Lloyds Bank, which I then had to go around, so it wasn't a straightforward crossover.
That's difficult, because that involves having to go on the road where the trams and the...
And one of them e-bikes came whizzing past the road as I was walking down.
Well, they do that on the pavements, unfortunately, as well. It is something, a hazard, that we all have to look out for. So these bollards, which Velvet's just having an... Yeah, it's new, isn't it, Velvet? Velvet knows it wasn't there before. There's some new bollards now.
Outside
Boots. Yes, so before you get to the doors of Boots, we're stood in between two. But they go right round. Yeah. And there's a concrete planter with a wooden top. There's some flowers in the end of it with a workman and a busy sat on it at the moment. That looks new. A few different seating areas than were previously there. There were benches, but these seem to be new ones. So there is a walkway. We can easily access Boots. However, it's quite a slim walkway. We're just making way for a lady, and somebody's coming out of Boots. It is a bit hectic. So it is possible, but it's tight with the barriers, and you may hear the crane on our right-hand side. And we're now going past Cafe Nero. Yeah, lots of people coming this way.
So because it's a long time since you've been able to walk up this side past there. You had to go one way or the other, haven't
you? Yeah. They're working on all the old cobbled area that they still seem to be ripping up in the middle. So there is a gap at this point where we could get through to the other side if we wanted to access the Burger King on the corner or the Starbucks or the Greggs or any of those.
And
we've passed Black Swan Walk, this is actually this is Chapel Walk itself on our left now. So, and again, there's
actually before Chapel Walk on the right.
Yeah, so there's a little gap. Yes, and then the barriers and that are all here again. There's an empty shop that used to be Paper Chase. Certainly in the middle of this bit, yeah, they've ripped up those little cobbles, and it's all a bit of a mishmash at the moment. So
have we got to walk up this side or the far side? Is the middle still all barriered off?
It's all barriered off, but it's not as complicated as it was when we've come before. There are regular gaps. There's now another gap through to get to some shops, Rebel and that Save a Lot one and the phone shops. As we
Marks
now
and
have
Spencer's is on this side, is it?
That's it, Marks and Spencer's is on the left. Reminding us that it's Father's Day on Sunday the 16th of June.
Oh, right, so, okay.
And again, there's now another gap. So it's more accessible than it was, I guess. You don't have to go quite such big distances before you can cut through. But there's certainly still sort of... It's only wide enough for UI and Velvet really,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It is, yeah. Just three people
so
wide.
That's right. When anybody's coming out of the shop or coming towards us, it is difficult. Another gap going through for Lush. so there's lots of newly laid small tiles, but not the textured cobbledy ones that they had before inside these barriers. It's not complete, but that's what they're putting down there. But then next to it, some that are different. They're more sort of rectangular rather than square. That'd be interesting. Oh my goodness, a huge crevasse now, as we've got Vision Express on our left.
We've got a big hole.
Big hole, yeah. Various cables and things seem to, old pipes and things. And then there's this blocked off area where they demolished what was Top Shop. It's a tight squeeze. It really is, yeah. And as we come through. Yeah, she is.
Yeah, maybe
girls.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Now we could go through, there's a big gap now that goes through to the right, which comes out in front of WH Smith's, and then you've got the Tesco Express up next to that, further up. But if we go round this way, I don't know. Right, I don't know if we can get round to Fargate at all from this bit. This is now taking us obviously down to Norfolk Row.
Norfolk Road and towards the Crucible.
Yes, but it seems that by coming this way, the furthest that you can get to is the entrance of the free shop that does telephones and things. So, again, I'm looking in the middle. It's all very different to how it was before. I can't imagine what the overall effect is going to be. They've used loads of different kinds of tiling, including textured tiling and ridged. It will be interesting. But no, we now have to go back on ourselves, so we're going back round
over towards WX.
Yeah. There are signs actually on all these barriers saying Fargate businesses are open as usual, because actually anybody walking down there would just think, how the heck can you actually get onto Fargate? So it's reminding people that it does still exist and it is possible somehow to find our way. So we're now kind of in the middle with the other side of those barriers.
The last time we were here was that big lump of tarmac, weren't they, over something, remember, running down the middle?
Yes.
That appears to have gone.
Yes. And we even stood on it now, and no, that's somewhere different.
No,
it's funny because they've got these barriers that kind of split up this quite open area, so that to walk past WH Smith's and Tesco Express and then the O2 towards Orchard Square, you can walk along there. You can also walk along here to get there, but in the middle there's some low barriers, those big plastic blocks tend to be red, white plastic, but without railings in them. So they're obviously remnants from something. So yeah, that barrier is there, but it's not actually doing anything other than a line, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
Just an obstruction.
That's right.
And another machine working.
Yeah. It's roped off as actual tape with cones around this bit.
Okay.
A huge silo solutions tank thing erected behind that barrier.
Silo.
And what would that be for then?
That's going to be. I don't know. I would have assumed in an open place that would have been like a septic tank for something, but there's got to be main sewers here for that.
It's a big thing. There's loads of porta cabins and everything behind, quite high, two-storey ones. You can hear all the mechanical work that's been going on. And we've passed another barriered-off bit on our left, actually, which hasn't prevented access into any businesses. We can't go directly across. We have to go round now to the left.
So we've got to walk down Surrey Street.
Yes.
To get across.
So we're going past that old telephone box that's on the right dipping.
Is that what you mean?
The police box is on the other side. There's actually an old red telephone box still standing. It's got a phone in it, God knows whether it works or not. They change a lot of them into defibrillator machines these days, which I think is quite a good idea if the phones aren't of any use. So we are now walking across the road.
So we're going across Surrey Street.
Yeah, it's all barriered off to our right. There is a ramp that we're just coming to get.
But there wasn't a ramp down, but there is up.
Yes, that's true. There wasn't one down, but there is up. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And a wheelchair get across.
So as we loop back round, we're now coming up to that police box on our left. But funny enough, here's another telephone box on our right. I knew there was one. I can't remember ever seeing two before.
There's some loophole where they've actually put mobile phones in them.
Okay.
And they're using them more for advertising.
Right.
There's some sort of loophole with telecommunications where they can put them in the city centre.
Ah.
I think there's still some sort of planning permission required, but it easily gets through because it's all part of telecommunications, which is allowed.
I see. Okay. It's definitely opened up here
it's
now.
It's opened here, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, we can easily get across to H.L. Brown easily from here now, whereas before we had to go right round, didn't we?
Yeah, with the town hall behind us.
Yeah, town hall's now behind us. Yeah. And we're sort of right in the middle of everything, so
all open to go up Division Street or
back along
Leopold
Street.
It's
still barriered off. If we're to go up towards Division Street, there are still barriers, but it is easy to just has opened up a lot more. Yeah.
Right.
So.
I suppose we could end the recording here for now.
Okay.
And we can walk round and go and assess.
Okay. I'm seeing if I can see the town hall clock from here, Alan. Oh, it might make a few bongs in a second because it says it's 4:15, just about. So that's been 15 minutes.
It has.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll press stop.